We don't expect it to do much to us. You know, our job is to get guys in position to get out there and play. You know, you can use stuff like that as an excuse and that kind of thing, which we refuse to do. We just got to be able to make certain we got guys that will step in and do the job, which we do.
Do you expect
We'll see.
Is that a possibility at this point?
Well, you know, we don't talk about injuries. You know, whenever we'll release it, whenever that happens. We don't talk about injuries.
Typically you do it for a long time, though.
Next question.
Jim, Terrell said last week one of the things he learned last year was, you know, maybe not to wait so long if somebody isn't performing and make that change quicker. Just curious your thoughts on that philosophy too. You know, if a change is needed, how quickly do you do it, and how do you balance letting a guy maybe play through some struggles versus taking him off the field?
Depends on who it is. Depends on the situation. You know, younger guys is a little bit different than older guys. So it just depends. There's no concrete rule that tells you after one game or after two games you make a move like that with a young person. But you know, it just kind of depends.
Jim, looking at the film, not as an excuse or anything like that, on the Ebron offensive pass interference, from the angles you saw, was there offensive interference?
I didn't think so. I mean, but I'm not making the call either, you know. And I also thought he should have called, the penalty on Matthew with the low hit as well. But, you know, that's how it goes. We don't make any excuses about anything, you know. I mean, that's the thing that I think all too often teams that lose end up talking about, you know, what if and all that kind of stuff. You know, we got to make our own breaks. We have mechanisms to go through the process, and I think you guys understand those mechanisms. We use every available tool to make certain that our what we think and what we think should be looked at is looked at, and all those kinds of things. So every one of them that you think that possibly, yeah, you might as well put an affirmative by it. We do it every single week, all right, and we do it in detail.
Because of a lot of 34th quarter points in the first two games, what's been the failings in the fourth?
Been a number of different things. You know, we got to get better. That's just all I can tell you, is we got to get better in that area. We know what the things are in terms of our breakdowns, and there have been many runs and pass. Also, you know, we certainly haven't blown the doors off from a scoring standpoint either, but those are the kind of things you work on the first couple games. You know, it's two ball games, 1-1. It's not, we're not 1-15. So we got to look at it that way and make certain that we continue to improve. But we also got to address our issues, and we got some issues now. I mean, let's not kid ourselves, you know. And we got to work at it. You got to face the brutal facts of where you are. You got to get to work and get them straightened out.
What are some of those?
Bunch of them. There's not one. There's a many. Yes.
I was just asking you to expand. I didn't hear what the question was. What are some of those?
With all of the obvious things, you know. I mean, there's far too many for me to even go into that we'll address. I'm just talking about we didn't stop the run as well as we'd like. We didn't finish a drive as well. We had too many penalties. It's obvious. So there's a number of things like that. There's many. And usually in the second game of the year, you're going to have a lot of stuff, you know. Unless you're playing perfect ball, which there's no such thing, you know, you're going to have a number of things you got to get straightened out. We got young guys that are playing for us that have to learn, may not understand exactly how to get things done against a certain type of technique, those kinds of things. So those are the kind of things you go through and work your way through. We got a lot to work through.
Jim, you've got those issues you're talking about. You got injuries. You had all the penalties yesterday. A tough game this week at Lambeau. How do you go about revamping the mindset or resetting the mindset going forward?
You know, I think that's one of the things that you understand about this team. You know, coaches don't have to do it alone. We got real good leadership. We got guys that have been around, guys that have been in a number of different tough places to play, guys that have championships under their belt. And it's our job to get them in the right frame of mind, you know, and which we've certainly had some experience doing from time to time. So. I look more at performance. Did we perform well? No, not like we'd like to, but there were a lot of good things in that game. It was 170 snaps in that ball game. If you watch Don Carey cover punts, you'd say Don Carey did a pretty good job. But watch Sam punt the ball, and we made every one of our kicks. There are a lot of good things. We ran the ball well, which, you know, most think that we, you know, are unable to do. over 100 and something odd yards. So, you know, that's been a plus. So there's a lot of positives in there, but there's also some negatives. We dropped too many balls. So we have to face those things and get them straightened out.
Do you consider going forward on the 4th and 3 from the 39 in the second quarter?
You always look at every opportunity. You look at that. You go back and forth. We talk it out. It's something that we talk about it before each drive. Hey, if it ends up here or there, what do we think? What's the situation? So we look at it, and then we make a determination on what we think is best for us. I think on that way, we pin them back inside of the 10. You expect you're playing the field position game. You know, they were able to drive it out. Pardon me?
You guys being the league of penalties, how do you go about curbing some of that? How do you go about fixing that?
You look at the reasons why they happen, and sometimes it's a technical issue. Sometimes it's over-aggressiveness, in some cases. So we talk about those. We get them straightened out. We have, we do the normal things we normally do, make certain we have officials at practice that point those things out, that throw flags, and, yeah, and we go about it in the normal way of attacking it, looking at it, see if we can get it straightened away.
On that 4th and 3, also within Matt's range, Matt Prater's range, when is it, I guess, it's right time in the clock to take a field goal that long?
There's a number. If you're absolutely sure that you're going to make it from that distance, you got to look at it. Also if you happen to miss it, because it is long, it is tough. He's about one of the few guys that has that kind of consistent range. But if you don't, you give them the ball with a very short field. So you have to also weigh that out as well.
Your offense didn't seem to be, I guess, moving the ball better at that stage of the game.
Pardon me?
Your offense seemed to be moving the ball pretty well at that stage of the game. I mean, when you're deciding on field position battle or going for maybe an early dagger, I mean, how tough is that balance?
There's a lot of things that go into it, things that the people that analyze those situations have no idea and talk about, because we don't talk about them. There are things that we deal with, from who's in, what's going on here, how well are we performing this or that, that we have to weigh out and make the decision, the best decision for us. So it could be contrary to your thinking or contrary to their thinking. That's just kind of the way it goes.
When Ziggy Ansah left early in the game, how do you feel the rest of the defensive line played, stepped up, I guess, in his absence?
You know, Kerry Hyder does what he usually does. He fights and scratches and digs and made some plays for us. And Devin also played well, played tough, showed up. That's the way it's supposed to be. The guys fought and they hung in there and just didn't make enough plays overall. Didn't necessarily have to be them, but I'm just talking about overall as a team. We just didn't make enough plays. Well, he was productive, obviously on the carries that he had, and I think he's coming along. I think without question that he's certainly capable of giving us some unique production in his way, because he's a little different type of back. But I think he'll be all right.
When you look at their touchdown to win the game, you guys seem to be pretty much in a perfect position. Look at the film, and say, how did we not knock that ball down?
Are you asking me what did I think?
Because you look like, guys
are. I agree with you. I mean, they're right there, But what it boils down to, who makes the plays? They made it. We didn't. That was a heck of a job.
With Washington.
Couple more for Coach.
With Washington, you showed big play ability all through college, and then we saw that in the preseason as well, a little bit yesterday even. What makes, a running back or an offensive weapon so prone, to making big plays?
It's ability. In our league, obviously, you got to be able to have unique ability to evade tacklers, either by running over them or around them. He has the ability to do both. He's a pretty powerful guy. He's, fairly close to 230 pounds, and he's got speed. He runs behind his pads. We've just been a sampling of him right now at this point in time, so we'll see what happens if he gets an opportunity to get a few more carries. But he has ability.
What was the importance for you of the Green Bay game last year? At Green Bay.
Last year is last year. Are you asking me about this game, or are you asking me about last year? Which one?
I'm asking about.
If you're talking about last year, I'm not talking about last year.
That's going to be a pivotal turning point for
That's from your journalistic approach, right? As you see it, as you see it. This game is important because it's the next game, all right? It's the most important game of the year for us. Regardless of who we're playing, this game coming up is the one that gets our whole focus, the one that gets our concentration, who we prepare for. We're playing in a very, very tough place to play against an outstanding football team, and we got to get ready to go.